All right, Joe, unfortunate news you had to put on social media here recently.
Yes, unfortunately, we've had to come to the unfortunate decision that Hoppin Rock Hill is going to have to close down at the end of the month.
Can you give us, kind of take us into the reasons why you made the decision?
We've been fighting pretty hard, as a lot of small businesses have, around the country and especially in the area, to become profitable in the economic environment that we're in right now. There's several reasons. The primary reason is the cost of liquor liability insurance. When we started from there till now, the costs have went up over 120%. And we've had no incidents. We run a very high-end establishment, or at least we like to think so. We've not had any issues, but the cost of doing business in South Carolina is more expensive. Add to that the trend in alcohol consumption nationwide is way down. And then the general economic environment, people are pinching pennies more. So, the disposable income and going out and having, a few drinks here or there is not in everybody's budget any longer.
A couple of things around the office we were talking about, and this is across the nation. You mentioned younger people maybe not drinking and consuming alcohol as much. You've got all those apartments around you, mm-hmm. and the living space around you. Do you think that played a role where younger people living in those spaces just aren't taking time for a drink?
Absolutely. It's not, I've read several articles over the last year about the change in culture, if you will. There's a lot of people that are pointing back to COVID and people being shut in and finding other ways to where now they're not as sociable as they were. And the bar scene that once was is just not. I think you've got that. And I think you've also got, people being more health conscious. And a lot of this is good things, unless you're a bar owner. But we have seen, nationwide sales trend down. I saw an article the other day that, Generation X yearly consumption nationwide was like $24 billion. Millennials were at like $20 billion. And then Generation Z is at like $4 billion. Wow. So it's a huge drop off. The craft brew industry has seen it. Wineries have seen it. In Charlotte, they're losing establishments left and right. Same, it's across the board.
Last thing before we talk about the final month, the celebration that you're having, in terms of this liquor liability law, did you try to hold on as long as you could? Maybe I'm wondering if you got some news that it wasn't looking good and you maybe kind of that led you, led to the decision maybe?
Well, nothing specifically led to it. It was the culmination of just having to bear the financial burden of it for too long. It just ate into the resources. Any startup business takes a little bit to get going, and you plan for that. But getting 120% increase in something, from $32,000 to $75,000 a year, you just can't make that revenue up. The liquor liability, we passed some legislation last year that was supposed to help. It's not helping. We sort of knew it wouldn't. I think there's some opportunity for it to help, but it's going to take a while, and everything's going to move so slow that I don't think it's really going to do any good. There's, some legislation now to try to pause the requirements for a year. I don't know if that'll pass. I also don't think that'll do any good because ultimately the laws don't control what the insurance companies offer or if they offer anything at all. And right now the insurance companies don't want to work in South Carolina. And until you bring the insurance companies back, you can pass all the laws you want. If there's no insurance out there, there's no insurance out there. And, a lot of business owners, you can say there's no requirement by the state to have liability coverage, but the landlord is going to have requirement for a host of reasons. So that doesn't absolve businesses of having that insurance.
I think you've been public about this. This really was a community spot. You had investors locally in Rock Hill And, you know, many, many a days I've driven by and it has been packed. And you hosted community gatherings. I know B&I with Catherine, mm-hmm. she's been there. So kind of take me through this final month, the celebration that you're having. You posted on Facebook. Tell me about this final month.
Well, we've had an incredible 3 years in Rock Hill. We were certainly hoping it was going to be much more. And we have tried to really engage in every facet of the community. You mentioned B&I. We've been hosting B&I events weekly almost since we've been open. We had the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra Bach and Brews for the third time. We've had weddings. We've had bachelorette parties. And then we have our own themed events that we do, a honky-tonk with the Mechanical Bull and Silent Disco and Dueling Pianos. And so one of the things we're doing this final month is we're trying to find everything that was our biggest successes, and we're going to try to ram it all in one final month and really encourage everybody to come out. And, you know, if you've been, we certainly want you to come back and come back a lot this month. If you've never been, here's your opportunity to take a sample of what we're doing. We've got 64 taps, you know, so you can pick and choose what you want. You know, there was a little bit out there about pricing. The pricing is how much you want to pay, because you pay for what you pour.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is the most affordable option out there for anybody that wants to be involved, because you're only paying for exactly what you pour. But we have our calendar will come out later today, and we literally have something pretty much every day. From now to the 30th. The 30th will be our Saturday, will be our big blowout party. We're hoping to be jammed from 12 noon to 12 midnight, and if the crowd wants to keep going, we'll keep going. But we are planning the 30th will be our last official day of operation, and we want to go out with a bang.
Anything else you'd like to add?
It's just been incredibly rewarding to be part of the community here in Rock Hill. As coming out of being an educator in the area and living in Rock Hill almost 30 years, this was something I really thought Rock Hill could use and would embrace. And in a lot of ways, they did. You know, economic downturns, I think, have kept down the downtown momentum has sort of plateaued for a bit. We're hoping that it's going to get going again now that, you know, certain things are starting to come online. You know, when we came in, Panthers was still happening. And, you know, there's just been several setbacks as it's been. But we've been incredibly blessed to be a part of the community. Wish it had worked better. But what we feel like what we've done, we've added some unique character to the community and had some great time, met a lot of great people, and just hope to finish up this month as best we can.